Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The city of Nashua is getting a new councilman while remaining in a holding pattern on their mayor position. Last month, City Clerk John Ott informed the City Council that he had received a resignation letter from Mayor Alex Andhofer effective immediately. Andhofer has cited family as his only reason to leave office with 2 years left in his term. During their meeting Monday night, the council discussed filling the open mayor seat, but decided more information needs to be gathered to find out who may be interested in becoming mayor. To fill the position, the city could call for a special election to elect a new mayor, or they could appoint someone to office. Even with an appointment, the public could petition for a special election. In the interim, Mayor Pro Tem Harold Kelleher will be the acting mayor, who won re-election to fill an at-large vacancy on the council Tuesday, defeating Nick Henningsen 120 votes to 83. Also on Tuesday, Dan Zwanzinger was elected to a city council at-large position after garnering the most votes among seven candidates. Zwanzinger led with 171 votes, followed by incumbents Jacob Johnson and Samantha Johnson, who won re-election with 108 and 88 ballots, respectively. A Charles City woman convicted last year for assault and arrested earlier this year for assault was arrested this week on a new assault charge. Charles City Police say their investigation of a domestic disturbance in the 200 block of 5th Avenue at about 10 o'clock Monday night led to the arrest of 27-year-old Tanera Harris for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. According to the criminal complaint, Harris is accused of attacking the victim by scratching and hitting him, causing bleeding and open wounds to his chest, head, and back. In May, CCPD arrested Harris for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury while displaying a dangerous weapon after she was accused of wielding a kitchen knife to stab and cut the same man who suffered cuts to both arms and the back of his shoulder. She has pleaded not guilty to that charge and is due for trial December 14th in Floyd County District Court. In April, Harris pleaded guilty to willful injury causing bodily injury stemming from incidents in February of 2022. In that case, she was accused of striking a female victim with her car, which launched the woman onto the hood of the vehicle. Harris then threw the victim to the ground and kicked her in the face. Harris was sentenced to 7 days in jail and 3 years of supervised probation, pay a $430 fine, and complete all recommended substance abuse treatments. However, with her arrest this week, a probation revocation hearing has been scheduled for January 12th. A North Iowa man convicted last month of sexually assaulting a female victim while holding her against her will continues to seek a new trial. 44-year-old Bjorn Luster of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting the victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head between May 5th and May 10th. On October 3rd, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse, both felonies, and he was set to be sentenced on October 30th. However, the defense argued for a continuance because Luster had not been tried on felony firearms charges related to the case, which could prejudice his sentencing, which the judge rescheduled for November 20th. Meanwhile, Luster filed motions Tuesday and yesterday to introduce new evidence in his case that he claims would prove his innocence. However, like his two previous attempts, Judge Richard Stokel ruled the court will take no action on Luster's motions, noting that since he has legal counsel, Luster should consult with his legal counsel for such motions. Luster remains held in the Howard County Jail in Cresco. A Northeast Iowa woman is facing arson and assault charges pending an evaluation of her competency to stand trial. Olwine police say 40-year-old Lakeisha Hicks of Olwine was arrested just after 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Fayette County warrants charging her with first-degree arson, a Class B felony, and assault with bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. According to court records, on May 8th, Hicks was accused of intentionally setting a rug on fire in an apartment while another person inside the unit was sleeping. That person would awake to flames and an apartment full of smoke. The building also housed five other units. Hicks was then transported to the Iowa Behavioral Health Center in Olwine, where she allegedly became uncooperative and struck a healthcare worker in the head. Authorities say Hicks continued to be belligerent when she was taken to the ER at Mercy One Olwine Medical Center. In July, it was ordered that Hicks undergo a psychiatric evaluation to determine her mental state for trial. By the end of August, the evaluation had not been completed because Hicks kept missing appointments and warrants for her arrest were issued in September. She is being held without bond in the Fayette County Jail in West Union, awaiting further court proceedings. A Charles City juvenile could face additional charges after he was cited for striking a utility pole with the vehicle he was driving. The Charles City Police Department says a 14-year-old male was driving a Chrysler Town & Country when he lost control of the minivan, which collided with a utility pole at the corner of North Grand Avenue and 11th Avenue. There were no injuries in the wreck at about 9 o'clock Monday night, but damage to the vehicle was estimated at around $6,000. The juvenile was cited for no driver's license and failure to maintain control. CCPD says he was also referred to juvenile court services for possible further charges. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball. The Cyclones taking on Lindenwood. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 7. Saturday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football at BYU. That is a Big 12 game with a late start, 7:15 with the pregame, kickoff at about 9:15 Saturday night. And on Sunday, it's more Iowa State men's basketball as they take on Idaho State, 11 a.m. pregame and noon tip-off on Sunday. Saturday on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football. Panthers looking for their fourth straight win when they visit Missouri State. 1 o'clock pregame, kickoff at about 2 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.